from the WGXC newsroom. This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Brendan J. Lyons and Kenneth C. Crow II report in the Times Union that Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin, and I quote, is expected to face criminal charges, end quote, in a state attorney general's investigation into campaign issues from when he was a member of the state assembly. The FBI is also a part of the investigation about the use of campaign funds that began in 2019 and was slowed by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Times Union reported in January 2020 that the investigation concerned whether McLaughlin, and I quote, had given bonuses or pay increases to former staffers in the state assembly in exchange for them returning some of the funds to him or using the money to donate to his campaign account, end quote. Anonymous sources now tell the paper they expect court activity in the coming days. Neither McLaughlin nor Richard W. Crist, the Rensselaer County Operations Director, responded to requests for comment, and their attorneys could not be reached for comment. Crist was placed on leave from his $105,000 a year county job in March 2019 after the Times Union reported that he was a focus of the criminal investigation. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that Tannersville Village is the latest locality awarded a $10 million grant through the state's Downtown Revitalization Initiative. In the village for the announcement on November 28th, Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin said, and I quote, this $10 million in funding will allow Tannersville to continue its work towards becoming an affordable community that supports a four-season vacation and recreation industry. The residents of the Painted Village in the Sky now join the residents of many other downtowns that have benefited from this important program, end quote. 14 projects with a total cost of more than $66 million will get portions of the state funding. Sean Maloney, executive director of the Hunter Foundation, said Tannersville is the smallest community to ever be awarded the DRI funds. Some of the money will go to affordable and workforce housing, upgrades at the Orpheum Theater, a mountain bike center and adaptive trails, a community center, an expanded child care center, and a Catterskill Clove shuttle. Troy, Glens Falls, Hudson, Albany, and Schenectady have previously received the DRI funding. You can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Mid-Hudson News reports about the latest candidate for governor in New York, Long Island Democratic Congressperson Tom Suozzi. He joins Governor Kathy Hochul, Attorney General Letitia James, and New York City public advocate Jemani Williams in the Democratic primary. Republicans also have five candidates to choose from. Long Island Congressperson Lee Zeldin, Andrew Giuliani, the son of former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, Lewis County Sheriff Mike Carpinelli, and contractor and podcast host Derek Gibson. Suozzi, 59, previously was mayor of the Long Island town of Glen Cove from 1994 to 2001, and then Nassau County Executive in 2002. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.